This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Accelerate your day with today's business headlines with Volvo Cars.
Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Run. It's 8:55 right now. I'm Melissa Idris. I've got Joyce Goh and Kusi Chuang here with me taking a look at corporate Malaysia. Some M&As have caught our attention this morning regarding Sapura Energy, one, as well as Unisem, the other. So let's take a look at Sapura Energy first. So Sapura has secured a deal to sell a 50% stake in its exploration and production unit. They're going to sell it for about $800 million or 3.3 billion ringgit. And I guess in a way to help monetize the upstream assets under Sapura Upstream.
That's right. And well, the new shareholder looking at it is named OMV AG. That's an Austrian listed oil and gas group with a market cap of about 14.9 billion euros. That's about 71.9 billion ringgit. And the valuation is based on an enterprise value of about 1.6 billion US dollars. That's about 6.6 billion ringgit. So compare that to Sapura Energy's market cap currently, it's about 2.13 billion ringgit.
That's right. So I think what this deal does is interesting because I think the larger objective for Sapura Energy was to deleverage its balance sheet, right? Had way too much debt on its books. And it was earlier considering a listing of its shares on the Bursa Malaysia,
the upstream business,
right? They've since shelved that because obviously sentiment is poor for them as well as the overall market. So by selling half the upstream business to this Austria-listed provider, it gives them, I think, back of the envelope calculations, about $400 million in realizable income, which they'll then use to go and build up new businesses. But also, it allows them to deleverage the balance sheet.
Right.
And just this morning, I think RHB Research, a couple of analysts have started to cover the stock. They've actually upgraded the stock based on this, saying that it's a re-rating catalyst. Mm-hmm. But obviously, since this is a heads of agreement, it's not a done deal
yet. So early days, yeah. So UOBK here now saying that the early timing of the partnership gives rise to the possibility that rights issue is no longer Sapura Energy's last resort to paying its debts. I think so. Analysts concurring that perhaps Sapura has made some efforts to clean up the balance sheet.
That's right. But we should remember, as Trump mentioned, it's a heads of agreement. And, you know, the parties still need to continue to negotiate. I think there's an ongoing negotiations to iron out the details of this on an exclusive basis. So still need to keep a close eye on this.
Yeah.
But definitely the market has received this takeover announcement better
than the cash call.
Definitely, for sure.
Was a bit of a surprise, wasn't it? But at the end of the day, I think what's necessary is for the group to show that it has some earnings visibility before investors and analysts, I would say, will turn bullish on the stock. But the other corporate exercise that's caught our attention this morning is Unisem. So Unisem's controlling shareholder, John Chia, as well as China's Tianshui Huatian Technology, or I'm just going to use
that's
the acronym,
mouthful.
TSHT, so that's a Chinese company, they're making a preconditional voluntary conditional takeover offer for Unisem at RM3.30 per share.
Yeah, so at that price, that's about an 11% premium over the last traded price offer. And the offer price will cost them, I think, some 1.8 billion ringgit. And it's interesting to note that, you know, the agreement signed stipulates that the stake held by TSHT, that will always be at least 10% more than that held by John, the executive chairman and MD of Unisem.
Yeah, what this does, I think this deal is interesting because it also prices Unisem at a very generous valuation. Right now, Unisem trades at 19.86 times earnings. The TSHT valuation comes in at about 21.5 times earnings. And that's an 11% premium to the last traded share price. So, you know, obviously, at a time when the cyclical semiconductor industry is going through a bit of a lull, it's a nice little fillip for John Chia. John Chia, I think, via his family and his own direct interest, is about 24.9% of Unisem. So this is it's also a strong shareholder for them.
According to the Deputy Finance Minister, Amiruddin Hamza, the government is currently studying the tax structure for foreign digital service content providers. Now, he's saying that the Finance Ministry is looking into the report by the World Bank, the report titled Malaysia's Digital Economy, a New Driver of Development, and they're going to study this before actually coming up with any mechanisms for the digital economy or to tax the digital digital economy, but they can't afford not to, can they?
Definitely. But the question here is whether or not they can make it in time for budget 2019. I think what the minister is saying is that they're looking into the matter, but they're not sure if they can make it in time for that budget. That's going to be coming out, a budget, I think, November 2nd. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, but they're going to, looking at this, how much are they going to tax? I mean, there's so many.
Well, Australia's done it. Australia's done it. They've got the Netflix tax there in Australia. I believe they every time you buy something, or different tiers of products, but whenever you have a transaction online, there is a certain element of a digital tax. And, you know, governments around the world cannot afford not to tax this. But at the same time, because it's such a nascent economy, the digital economy, you want to balance that fine line between getting revenue from it, but also encouraging people so the pie grows bigger.
Exactly. And also, how are they going to execute that, right? Because these companies are outside your jurisdiction, they're outside the country. How are they going to look into that? I think EU also, they're looking into this. Mm-hmm. It's just that whether, how they're going to do that, I think everyone's still waiting to see.
Okay, we've got the 8 o'clock news bulletin coming up next. And after that, the Breakfast Grill, a special one today ahead of Malaysia Day, as we take a journey back into time with the longest serving member of parliament in Malaysia, Tan Sri Tengku Razali Hamzah. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Fuel your business drive with the Volvo S90 T8 twin engine. So cost efficient, it makes good business sense. Volvo, made by Sweden.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.